Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you, and joining us now in Studio B is Courtney Berg, Executive Director of Girls on the Run St. Louis, and Mike LaMartina, President of Ballpark Village.
The president.
Yes, a president. And they are here because, as you guys know, worked with Girls on the Run for years. Such an incredible organization. So much fun to MC their fall 5K and their spring 5K. And there was a big announcement made this morning regarding the Girls on the Run spring 5K and Ballpark Village. So, Courtney, what is the big news?
Big news. Girls on the Run St. Louis 5K is now hosted by Ballpark Village this spring. So we are coming back downtown in the beautiful Ballpark Village, and our Girls on the Run and the community are going to run through gorgeous downtown, see all those great historic pieces, and through the Gateway Arch Park, National Park, and back into Ballpark Village. We are so excited.
So, Mike, how did this all come together?
Well, Courtney and I have been friends for quite some time, and I've worked with the organization as well. But Ballpark Village has had a longstanding relationship with Girls on the Run, and we're very well known for lots of big events and baseball and hockey, soccer, all of the celebratory moments that everybody knows Ballpark Village for, in addition to our retailers and restaurants, and even now living and working on our property. But we're also great stewards of community support. And there are several organizations we work with regularly, and Girls on the Run happens to be one of them. And even most recently, our longstanding relationship through Spark and our Every Startups Holiday Party every year. The past few, Girls on the Run has been a beneficiary of that. So this has really come through an opportunity of continuing to work with the organization and Courtney and I being close and looking at how their mission continues to align with our support of the community, and an opportunity to expand this ever-growing, successful Spring 5K that's the largest in the season that they have, and how we can lend service to that and be a real home for these. We've successfully been able to host many large citywide events and runs, races, Taste of St. Louis, et cetera, in addition to the events that we curate and execute ourselves. And the scalability is there, but, you know, the opportunity to bring the Spring 5K back downtown in the home and kind of hub of Ballpark Village, but then also, you know, establish a route that runs through downtown St. Louis and acknowledges such beautiful landmarks like the Gateway Arch, the Landing, Busch Stadium, and all of these things for, you know, 6,000 plus participants. Yeah. Who may not otherwise be coming downtown for these types of activities. It's family friendly and exciting. We're very excited for it.
Yeah, as you mentioned, thousands and thousands of girls participate in both the fall and the spring Girls on the Run 5K. And if you have kids in schools, there's a good chance you've heard of Girls on the Run. If you haven't, Courtney, I would love for you to share what the organization does. I know it's hard to sum it up, the incredible work with Girls on the Run 3 to 5th grade, Heart and Soul, I believe, is 6th through 8th grade. And let's start with this, how self-confidence, self-esteem in young girls goes from super high, the same as boys, and then drops through a certain age. And then what Girls on the Run intend to counteract that and build strong women.
Yeah, you understand it so well, Amy. And, you know, today we're focusing a lot on our 5K, which is part of our curriculum, but really it's so much more. So the research tells us that girls, you know, kind of that early elementary, they feel really good about themselves. They feel confident in who they are, all those great markers. And when you talk to those same girls in high school, exactly what you said, Amy, that self-esteem and all of those pro-social behaviors that, you know, mark for, you know, high academics, peer interactions, all that, they plummet. So, you know, we look at kiddos that have really high self-esteem, and then it flips on its head going into high school. And that's a problem, whether you have that kiddo or it's a problem for all of us, because these are the girls we are waiting for to step into and lead families, communities, our world. And so that's the bad news. The good news is we have this evidence-based curriculum. It's based in adolescent brain development, and it looks at how do we build those protective factors? You know, what does resiliency look like? A lot of times we talk about resiliency building in really uncomfortable and unpleasant experiences, and we are poised to build resiliency in kiddos and address, you know, the impacts of toxic stress and trauma, the mental health crisis with this. So we work in tandem with the Prevention Research Center at Washington University here in St. Louis. And we know that kiddos that participate in just 1 8-week season, 97% are showing significant growth in self-esteem, body size satisfaction, all those pro-social factors. And here's what's even more encouraging. Those changes stick with them. So that growth, when we look at those girls in high school and we compare them to their non-participatory peers, so girls that didn't do Girls on the Run, they're still outperforming in all of those areas. So we know that this makes a difference for kiddos. We know that it sticks with them. So then the work becomes easy, right? How do we bring this to everybody? Yeah. And that's really what we're focusing on.
It's so empowering for young girls to work on those issues, to work hard towards a goal. Like you said, building resilience through a positive experience as well. Because in so many ways, we can start to feel like a victim. We can feel in different things that we've experienced in life, right? That we don't have power, that we can't take control. You feel like you're being blown about by the wind. But to build resilience through a positive experience and empowering that shifts your whole mindset that even if you're going through hard things, you can keep moving forward. You can grow stronger and viewing good things and hard things as an opportunity to keep pushing.
Exactly. And I care very deeply about St. Louis, and Girls on the Run St. Louis is really vested in St. Louis. And so when we think about this mental health crisis, that the U.S. Surgeon General declared that this is a mental health crisis in youth, that feels very scary and overwhelming, and we can do something about it. Girls on the Run isn't the singular answer, but we are part of really good work mm-hmm. happening. And so it's a privilege to be invited into over 400 schools and community partners, you know, across Missouri and Illinois. That feels such a privilege. And so, you know, that 5K then becomes not only the Girls on the Run big goal, that's what they've been working towards, and they cross that finish line and you build that confidence through accomplishment. But we as a community get to come out and celebrate that and then witness that. It's a pretty amazing day.
Amazing. That's one of the most exciting things I think about our ability to bring this downtown and host it at Ballpark Village and through all the areas of our great downtown St. Louis too, is there's the participants and the mission and, you know, everyone in the schools and the coaches, the volunteers, everyone is part of it. But then there's just being part of the overall event. And, you know, from the cheer stations to the sparkling and the liveliness, the excitement of the overall event along the entire race route and just the activation of the race village and everything else. It's such an energizing and fun event. Family friendly, and you don't have to be a participant to get something out of it and really feel the excitement. And that's one of the very exciting things that we're looking forward to and bringing it to life here in the spring.
Registration is now open for the Girls on the Run St. Louis 5K hosted by Ballpark Village. It opened today, in fact, runs through April 30th for a lower price. If you wait until May 1st for that first week and a half before the actual event, which is May 10th, it'll cost you a little bit more. But you can register day of, you can register leading up to it. If you want to do it, get that $30 price. It is right now. GirlsOnTheRunSTLewis.org. Is there anything that people need to know or you would like for them to know before they sign up?
I think know that this is probably one of the most inclusive and positive run walk experiences. That's just who Girls on the Run is. You know, it is a professional event, right? It's, you know, certified course, it's chip timed. So for those folks that want to come out and really, you know, have a strong, powerful race, absolutely. But we are open to visually impaired runners, push athletes, wheelchair athletes, and folks that just want to move forward, right? It is such a positive, safe space. I can't think of something more exciting to have downtown, and we're really excited to be back downtown too.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's so much fun. Is it 100% of the girls have some form of scholarship?
Yes.
To do the program as well,
yes.
Whether it's like their shoes that they can't afford, sports bras, whatever they may need. Like when you say it's inclusive, Ranja, it's one of the most amazing things to see so many young girls like so excited. And they dress up with tutus and sparkles and streamers to go run this race. So at St. Louis is better, so much better for having girls on the run.
Thank you. I think so, too. And again, you know, we're talking about 23 counties across Missouri and Illinois, you know, hundreds of schools. And we have a lot of differences. We have a lot of things that separate us. And it's a pretty powerful moment to see all these kiddos and families moving forward together and kind of encouraging each other forward, because that's what Girls on the Run is. So can't think of a better place, honestly, to have it than Ballpark Village.
It'll be a ton of fun. So Girls on the Run, stlewis.org for more information or to donate or to support it. Courtney Berg, Executive Director of Girls on the Run St. Louis. Mike LaMartina, President of Ballpark Village.
Mr. President.
Ron is very excited about that title. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Thank you both.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.